Tampa Steel Machine.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is William in by chance?
No, he isn't. Can I help you?
Yeah, you might be able to. Do you happen to help out with the finances of the business, or is there someone around?
Yeah, I own half of it.
Oh, you do? Okay. What was your name?
Dixie Tempest.
Dixie, nice to meet you, Dixie. My name is Nico again. I was just trying to follow up here, actually. We sent out a finance offer to the business a few weeks ago.
But
we do.
No, we're not in a position. I mean, we don't have to borrow, and we have no intention, but I appreciate your offer.
I didn't even, like, explain what the offer was. We do equipment financing.
I know, but we don't want to borrow any money.
Capital.
No, we don't want to borrow any money for anything.
And we completely understand that. That's why I'm trying to touch base and see if you guys had anything coming up that would require financing.
Yeah.
Do you guys normally finance things, though, when you bring them on?
No. Years ago we did, but we've been here 38 years, and we only... Anything we do now, we pay for up front, or we don't get it.
So the pieces of equipment that you're purchasing, like a large-scale CNC machine, you purchase outright?
Yes, we just did that. We just bought a new lathe, and 2 years ago, we bought a grinder.
Out of curiosity on my end here, is there a specific reason why you've kind of deterred away from the borrowing and leveraging your positions?
We've been here 38 years, and I don't want to pay interest to anybody. We've paid it to the hilt. We've paid as much as 21.5% in the early 80s, and never again.
Well, times have changed since then, I can assure you that.
Yeah,
I mean, 21.5% is extremely ridiculous in my point of view. Like, we don't even have something that goes that high. That's absurd, to be honest.
Yeah, but it did. But believe me, I got the proof here. We paid as much as 21.5% interest, so...
What did you guys pay 21.5% on? Was it like during the 81 crash? Was that why everything was just like,
interest was 21.5%. We borrowed that to make payroll and to pay on for everything you had to have, and you can't make that kind of money.
True. Do you guys, you haven't borrowed anything since then? Or when was the last time you actually?
A few years ago we borrowed, but not lately.
Okay. You kind of want to just steer away from that type of position that you're in?
Absolutely.
Interesting. I mean, usually, like, on my end here, when I hear that, it's always, I guess, to me, more interesting to find out why a business owner decides to pay cash for a piece of equipment that depreciates over time rather than something that appreciates when they could have used the money in their pocket. Sure, might have worked out with the cash flow, but...
If you didn't have it, that'd be different. But if you've got it, you just will use your own money instead of paying for somebody else's.
Yeah, but now you're $150,000 out of pocket when you could have used that money to do something else.
We didn't need it for anything else. That was the whole point.
I understand that. That's sometimes the situation, too. But then you run into what happens now if I'm $150,000 out of pocket and something comes up, something drastic happens. I just lost a job where my customer now isn't going to be able to pay me, or I don't have anything lined up in the future. How is that going to affect the business?
Well, we still keep plenty back when we buy something.
True. But, you know, let me see this, Dixie. If there is a time when you guys are looking to, I guess, refinance another piece of equipment that you're trying to do, get back on that type of track, we do have some of the most competitive programs out here. We actually started doing equipment financing when...
Yeah, what was the name of your bank again?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a privately
Never
held
heard
business
of it.
Bank.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
It's privately held, hence why.
Yeah.
So we actually tend to focus more on our clients than just looking at numbers.
Right.
We like seeing where our money is applied, how it's affecting the business, how it's helping the business, and essentially, you know, what else we can do to promote your growth, promote your guys' well-being.
Like I said, right now we just, like I say, we're doing, you know, as well as we can, and we're just not looking at borrowing any money or doing anything like that.
Okay, and I completely understand that, and I respect the fact that you guys have been able to, I guess you could say, push aside people's temptations to, you know, always give you calls and always offer you things.
Right, yeah, just don't do it, yeah. Well, I said, we've been here 38 years. I could write you a book on how to do this, so.
Yeah, I understand. I've had clients who have been in the industry for 40-plus years. They still borrow money because it's smart on their end.
And I understand that, and we have. But like I said, to say that I want to right now, and no, absolutely not.
So when would you guys eventually maybe reconsider looking at, leveraging?
In the future, because we've been the last 2 years about every other year. Every year we replace a piece of equipment, and right now we're not looking to expand the facility. We're not looking, and the equipment's in real good shape. A lot of it's fairly new because we've been replacing a little at a time and not anything right now.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your time, your feedback. Do you mind if I at least check in with you every few months or so just
to
see?
Yeah, you're welcome to do that. Sure.
Okay, I will definitely do that, Dixie. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.